This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Indonesians fled in panic as the country's highest volcano on its mostly densely populated island released searing gas clouds and rivers of lava Sunday in its latest eruption. Several villages were blanketed with falling ash, blocking out the sun, but no casualties have been reported.
Gelap mas, nggak bisa lihat apa-apa sana mas. Hujan,
abu ya,
hujan abu.
A resident, his face covered with ash, told the reporter, quote, "It's raining in my village now and you can't see anything. It's raining volcanic ash." Several hundred residents fled to temporary shelters or left for other safe areas. Gunmen in Nigeria killed a dozen worshippers, including an imam, and kidnapped several others from a mosque on Saturday night, residents said on Sunday, in the latest attack by armed gangs in the north of the country. Armed gangs, known as bandits, attack communities where security is stretched, killing people or kidnapping them for ransom. A state police spokesman confirmed the attack and said state-backed vigilantes, with the support of some residents, had managed to rescue some worshippers. Dozens of demonstrators, angry over worsening economic conditions in Syria, stormed a governor's office in a southern city on Sunday and set fire to parts of the building amid heavy exchange of gunfire, authority and witnesses said. Earlier, more than 200 people had gathered around the building, chanting slogans calling for the overthrow of Syrian President Bashar Assad, they said, amid spiraling prices and economic hardship. This is VOA News. Russian authorities rejected a price cap on the country's oil set by Ukraine's Western supporters and threatened Saturday to stop supplying the nations that endorsed it, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Russia needed to analyze the situation before deciding on a specific response, but that it would not accept the price ceiling. Russia's permanent representative to international organizations in Vienna warned that the cap's European backers would come to rue their decision. Australia, Britain, Canada, Japan, the United States, and the 27-nation European Union agreed Friday to cap what they would pay for Russian oil at $60 per barrel. That limit is set to take effect Monday, along with an EU embargo on Russian oil shipped by sea. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky responded as well, saying the $60 price cap on seaborne Russian oil agreed to by a group of seven nations in Australia is not serious and will do little to deter Russia from waging war in Ukraine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
New Delhi residents said they are having to use air filters and sanitizers at home to protect themselves from the Indian capital's toxic pollution levels as the city remained covered in a thick haze on Sunday. The federal government said Delhi's air quality index was in the very poor category, even though the air improved on Saturday.
Pollution ka itna smog hai jo smoke plus fog banati hai aur itna.
Quote, we urge the government to impose restrictions or a ban on diesel and petrol cars, said a resident who added he could not see the India Gate War Memorial despite standing in front of it due to thick smog. New Delhi authorities issued an advisory asking people to refrain from outdoor activities and suggested keeping medicines handy for those suffering from respiratory challenges. Officials say that about 1,700 seals have been found dead on the Caspian Sea coast in southern Russia. Authorities say it's unclear what caused the animals' death, but they likely died of natural reasons. Regional officials initially said that 700 dead seals were found on the coast, but on Sunday, the head of the Caspian Environmental Protection Center put the number at 1,000 more, 1,700. Experts of the Federal Fisheries Agency and prosecutors inspected the coastline and collected data for laboratory research, which didn't immediately spot any pollutants. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.